Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Just wanted to say hello and stop in for an hour and chat with everybody. I was on with Fred Bell last night, Dr. Bell, and we were talking a lot about energy and the movement of energy. And I presume that's what I would like to continue talking about. We had a few phone calls. Tonight, what I'd like to do, I've been given new energy, a very, very high energy level, and I would love to heal a lot of people tonight. Let me give you some phone numbers, please. It's United States is 1-877-876-5227. 1-530-876-3222, and that's Canada. And then 1-888-815-9756 would be Canada and the United States. So to continue what we were doing last night, Dr. Bell and I will be in New York City on the 28th through the 30th. We're going to be in an expo there, and we'll be showing his wares, the Paradigm equipment, the vitamins, the minerals, the holographic projectors, the necklaces, the nuclear receptor, the super receptor. I think it'll be really wonderful seeing the friends that I made last time when I was there, and I was intuitively giving them the stone that they should be wearing. It only takes me about a second or two to figure that out. But it's really a lot of fun being with Fred and also Mikkel and Michaela. They're very sweet people. They're very sincere, and they really know their stuff. And I'm proud to be his friend, and we've been together a long time, I think 8 or 9 years now. What we want to discuss tonight basically is the same thing that I did last night. I was working with a client of mine. His name is Curtis B. And Curtis has got a tremendous amount of energy. But what was happening in the room is that the room was opening up to tremendous multidimensional levels. And those levels were allowed to open up outside the walls. And what happened was when I was working on Curtis, the energy came down as far as I could see, was filling the room with tremendous light. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Steve?
Yes?
This is Nick in Costa Rica.
Oh, hi, Nick. How you doing?
Oh, all right. I still have a long way to go with the healing.
Okay.
Maybe you can help me out a little bit today. You said you have some more powerful healing.
Yes, I was getting ready to talk about it, but you can listen after I heal you. What we're going to do is your heart is opening up again right now. Okay, what I need you to do is just let go all your thought, please.
Okay.
That's it. Just let that go. Good. Good. Terrific. Can you feel the energy going through you now?
Yes, I can.
Good. Just stay with me. I had a funny incident happen to me. I was talking to somebody in Sweden, and when I started healing him, his lights went off in his house. And as soon as I stopped, the lights came back on, so it was really wild.
Yeah, that wouldn't be unusual here for the lights to
be off. No. That was over over my cell phone. Yes, you should be able to feel that negative energy going through your feet into the ground. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe I can, yeah.
Good. Good. You're opening up to the center of the earth, and that's really good. What what we'll be doing basically is opening you up from heaven to the center of the earth and back through again. So I'm looking at the center of the earth. If you look down at the floor, can you see third dimensionally or fourth dimensionally? Would you be able to see, the best way for me to ask you is, can you see the ground opening up beyond you, behind, underneath you? You should be able to see shards of crystal all the way down to the center of the earth. Can you see that?
Not exactly. I can see some lines like fuzzy.
That's okay. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Do you see a ball of light all the way down if you're standing? Looking down, can you see a faint ball of light down there? Actually, I can see it very big, but can you see that ball of light?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the center of the earth. And you're already attached to it. Your aura is down there. The aura, by the way, I'm finding out is there's no limit to the aura. The aura goes right to heaven, and it's just absolutely wonderful. The colors I'm seeing right now, you're opening up to the universe an awful lot. How does that feel to you?
Excellent, and I do see like an aura around my feet. Like,
yes, yes. It's very important that we connect to Mother Earth. What I highly suggest for you to do is when we're done, if you can, what time is it down there, Nick?
It is 5:09.
Is that in the morning or evening?
Evening.
Okay. Take a walk on the grass. Let your energy, what happens is that we've forgotten how to walk on the grass, and we've forgotten how to walk in the woods and the forests. What I highly suggest to do is to take a walk, and what that'll do is actually ground you. We're going to ground you tonight, but the best way to ground you is just to walk on the earth. And most of us have forgotten about that, but you're opening up very nicely. How does that feel now to you, Nick?
Very good.
Good.
I've been taking pictures lately with our digital camera and seeing a lot of orbs.
Wonderful.
And
wonderful.
Definitely not a flashback or anything. Definite orbs.
Right. There's a lot going on the planet right now. We've never had so much energy as we've had now. And so we're in for a tremendous change. And that change is happening now. Fred and I were discussing that last night. We're both picking up on the energies that are coming into the planet we have for about the last 6 months. And it's tremendous. So what we need to do is stay as focused as we possibly can and just let that energy flow through you without hesitation or reservation. Just keep your mind open. Now, you're clearing very well. You look much, much clearer to me. Do you feel a lot more grounded and focused?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's what I would highly suggest to do with the Earth. Also, Mother Earth would like you very much to go out and hug some trees.
Well, I'll be out watering my lawn after you.
Okay, great.
For all the people
great.
That are shoveling snow, I'll be watering my lawn.
Well, it's 25 degrees up here, and it's a little windy, so it's pretty cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice. I sort of like the season, so it's really nice. You should be feeling a lot better, Nick.
Okay. All right. I am.
How does that feel to you now?
Much better. My feet feel much better. You know, I don't know if you remember, I told you that they were kind of cold and felt strange, like lack of circulation, you know.
That's why we opened up your heart and it went down to the feet. So I remember exactly what you told me. So
okay.
That's good, buddy. That's
all
good.
Right. Well,
you have a good night. And please call me anytime you want, Nick.
Okay, I don't like to call too often. But
No, that's all right. You're welcome to do that, Nick.
Okay, well,
we all need help, my friend. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Anyhow, as I was working on my friend on massage, actually, and with doing energy work, the wall facing his head just opened up, and I saw this beautiful white and yellow light. It was in a cylindrical type of form that went past the wall, and the colors were absolutely magnificent. So what happened was is that when we were working, that color actually went through his head and into his chest. And the same color that was behind his head and out the wall was actually the same color that was in his chest. So it was fabulous. And by the time we got done, he was absolutely, he loved it. I mean, the work was just really, really wonderful. He really flipped out over it. And he had a sense of joy in him that I've never seen before. And all he could say was, wow. So there's a lot of energy that we can use. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Stephen. This is Scott from Ohio.
Oh, Scott. How you doing, buddy?
Fantastic. Good to hear from you.
Wonderful. What can I do for you, Scott?
See if we can do a little more clearing. I've had about 5 or 6 weeks of that little bit of congestion hanging on. It's not that bothersome, but, you know, it's there. Still trying to clear it.
Scott, do you have a furnace at home?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a filter that you change once in a while?
Yes.
Okay. There are filters out there that take 99% of the junk out of the air, out of the house. Do you have one of those type of filters?
No. I don't have a HEPA filter or anything like that, just a regular filter on the furnace. Change it regularly.
Yeah.
But
what I would highly suggest is to get one of those, because that'll take out 99% of the stuff in your air and the house. And that's probably where it's coming from. So I suggest highly. I'm watching the molecules in your home, and they do have little dust mites, different things that are floating around. So you might want to change that for yourself,
okay.
And I think you'll feel a lot better.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah. How's everything else doing? How's your practice coming?
Real well.
Good. Good. The clearer you become, the busier you're going to get. So
yes.
That'll be wonderful.
Yes, I appreciate the help.
Absolutely. You should be feeling your heart opening up now. It's just amazing how this energy is going right to everybody's heart. How does that feel to you?
Yes, I can feel that.
Yeah, good, good. You should be able to feel a lot of energy going down your hands. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Back to my leg.
Wonderful. Yes, yes. I'm just looking at the energy now, just clearing it. And, yep. That looks really, really good. How's that feel now to you?
The left side feels different than the right side. Like the left side of the throat and the right side of the head is two different things going on there.
Okay, that's good. Just let's hang on a second. I noticed that your left side was opening up slower than your right side. Just give me a minute here. What we're going to do is open up the left and right side of the brain for you, the male and female side. Here we go.
It's starting to swirl on top.
Yes, yes. You should be able to feel that energy mellowing you out. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Do you feel a lot more centered and focused right now?
Yes, that's back to center.
Good. How about your left and right side? Are they a lot more even for you?
The left arm has a little not flowing up in the upper part of the arm. The hands are flowing, but the arm itself.
Okay, what I'm going to teach you is how to scrub.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to teach you how to do this so you'll be able to do it for yourself. As you're feeling energy, any kind of negative energy, now you're a very good healer, so what we're going to do is we're going to scrub that left arm of yours, and what you do is just breathe in, and you breathe it to the area. There it goes. It just cleared a second ago, but that's what you want to do. You want to scrub that area out.
Got you.
Okay, and that'll help. Wherever the energy is blocked in your body, this is for everybody that I'm talking to on the phone, just scrub that through, and you'll notice that everything will clear out extremely fast. So I think, how does that feel to you now?
Yeah, that was instantaneous.
Yes, it was. So this new energy that I'm receiving is actually pretty instantaneous. I found that out yesterday. So how do you feel? You should be feeling a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
thank you so much for...
I think I'm rising up out of my chair just a little bit.
Well, that's okay. You're allowed to do that. that's wonderful. You're receiving a lot of energy, and as I'm going up, everybody that I'm talking to is going to be going up in terms of energy to their own, to either a higher level or a level that's very clear for them. So this new energy will help tremendously. As I'm saying that, you should really be feeling very good.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Appreciate that.
Not a problem, buddy. Give me a call anytime.
Thank you, Stephen.
Absolutely. God bless.
Bless you, brother.
Take care. Anyhow, the energy that we were using last night was really fantastic. For some odd reason, I was telling Fred, and Fred knows about this from about 3-4 months ago, that my mitochondria, which is the center of the cell, is twice as big. So whatever is happening for me, I don't think I'm the only one on the planet receiving it. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jeanette.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm feeling okay. I wish I could be a little bit better. I have a cold right now. I think I had the flu. And I was wondering if I could just get some good energy.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. Your heart's opening up right now. Can you feel that, dear?
Yeah.
Good. Your third eye's opening. Okay, your other chakras are opening. I'm about 4 feet above your head looking down now. You're becoming very clear. Just let all that negative energy out. Very good. I think you might be noticing also your eyes opening up more. You'd be able to see more peripherally. If you look straight ahead, you should be able to see more along the sides of your eyes right now on the side of your head. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Good. You're opening up. Your aura's opening up. You should be able to feel yourself expanding very nicely.
Oh, that's good.
Good. Terrific. Okay, your sinuses are opening up. You should be able to feel yourself draining. Can you feel that?
I completely feel great right now. It's opened up both sides.
Good, honey.
I'm breathing
well. Wonderful. You should feel very centered right now and very grounded. How does that feel to you?
I feel very grounded. It's amazing the energy that I'm feeling in my body right now.
Good, good.
Very relaxed.
Very. That's wonderful. I'm receiving some new energy, so I'm opening up to new light, and the frequency seems to be extremely high. And it's happening instantaneous for people, so I'm able to heal people instantaneously. And that's what we're doing tonight. So I'm so glad you're calling. I'm so glad I could help you. You should be able to feel your aura really expanding, honey.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Good. Good. Okay, let's get your breathing a little better. I'm looking at your lungs right now, so just give me a second here. Good, good. Okay. How are you breathing now?
Like I can breathe deeper.
Right. Wonderful. You're also opening up to new energy in your first chakra, which is your primal chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And that's opening up very nicely. Can you feel a change happening down there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good. Good. Wonderful. Okay, you're expanding more, That's wonderful, I'm so glad to see that. You're really getting some fantastic energy right now. The colors are absolutely magnificent. How does that feel now, dear?
That's wonderful.
Good. Good.
How's the heart chakra? I've been doing a lot of work with the heart chakra, just opening up from there.
Yeah. Well, the heart chakra will be opened up first, but it's opening up more. And that's wonderful. Your liver's clearing right now as we speak. There it goes. Really starting to clear beautifully. Now, as that's clearing, you should be able to feel your body even becoming more centered. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, dear. Okay, we're going to open up both male and female side of your brain tonight.
Okay.
There we go. The left side's opening up more. Wow. That looks really nice. That's got to feel completely different, doesn't it?
Oh, I feel great.
Good, honey. Good. Well, thank you so much for calling. Please call me back anytime.
You're an amazing healer. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Anyhow, this new energy I'm receiving, it seems to be pretty powerful, and I'm not running out of the energy, so I'm willing to heal everybody that calls. I'm going to send some wonderful energy. I've got a couple clients, Linda M., that I'm sending her some energy. Her heart is opening now, and her mind's opening, and things are opening up for her and clearing very quickly. That's wonderful. So if Linda's listening, she's being healed right now. That's wonderful. It feels good. Okay, we're done with Linda. Great. The energy, I'm not sure how to tell you this, but the energy that I saw last night was a very, very high frequency. Higher than I've ever been able to see before. And I think what's happening is that there are people on the planet that must be receiving this energy. No? That's what I'm hearing. No. All right. Well, anyhow, what's going on is that energy is extremely high and the frequencies are very, very high. So I think it's from the projectors in the room. Hello? Hello?
Ah, hello. This is Dominic from London.
Oh, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, fine. Yes, feeling fine and jolly and happy.
Yeah, I'm glad you're on the phone.
Okay. Well, I thought that, basically, I'm referring to feeling for someone that, well, a friend of someone that I vaguely know who has prostate cancer.
I've got a problem hearing you, Dominic. There's for some odd reason. I'm getting tremendous feedback tonight, and I'm getting,
yes,
I think you said something about prostate cancer.
Yeah, someone I know, someone who is a friend of someone I know.
Okay, yeah. It's coming out of him right now, Dominic.
Okay.
Okay, it's, he's clearing very quickly.
Uh-huh, yes.
I'm actually going through you to him.
Uh-huh.
Can you feel that in your own prostate?
Yeah, I'm starting to get energy shifting through my body.
That's good. That's good. Can you feel a lot of light in your body now?
Yeah, I'm feeling it's a very interesting kind of pale blue energy. It's shifting some other energies up.
I Dominic, you're going to have to slow down because I can just barely understand you.
Okay, I'm getting an interesting blue-colored energy pushing some other form of energy upward.
Well, let me tell you what you said, what I think you said, because it's so it's very muggled here tonight. Are you saying you want me to tell you what color I see your energy as?
No, I'm seeing it already. I am seeing it already.
I can't hear you. Dominic, I hear you, but I can't make out what you're saying.
Okay. Well, everything is fine. Yeah.
Wonderful. I'm glad everything's fine. That's wonderful, Dominic.
Yeah. It's very interesting what I'm experiencing.
Good. Good. You should be experiencing more light right now. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. Dominic, listen, buddy, I love you, but I have to go. It's very hard for me to hear.
Okay. Well, thank you much.
Okay.
Cheerio.
Well, thank you. I love and light to you, Dominic.
Okay.
Please call next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that's great. I'm glad Dominic called. He's from London, England, and he calls once a week on Fred's show and my show, and I believe that he also calls on Valerie's show. Oh, that's the other, but she's wonderful, Valerie. She's absolutely wonderful. I've been on her show many times, and she's a ray of light, that lady. She's got wonderful, wonderful energy. Anyhow, to get back to the energy that I saw last night, with the projectors in the room, and I was wearing my projector, I suspect that with the Portamid, which is the pyramid that I've been using, and the projectors, and the project. Hello?
Hi, Steve.
Yes,
who's this? Whiteboard calling. I talked to you about a week ago and ordered a, nuclear receptor.
You're talking about the receptor?
Yeah, with the, sapphire.
Yes,
and
the blue sapphire.
And I'm wondering if you can tell me what my wife would need. Can you get me here?
She needs a, yes, I'm here. She needs an emerald. I don't have my chart with me.
Okay.
I forgot to bring that out. I don't know where it is, but it feels like she needs an emerald to me.
Okay, and what does that do for her?
Pardon me?
And what will that do for her?
I don't know. I'm just picking up emerald. I don't have the charted in front of me to be able to tell you what it means.
I can
look it up. That's what I'm picking up. That's what they're telling me upstairs, that she needs an emerald.
Okay. And just listened to the show last night with you and Fred, and I called on several numbers that rang and rang and rang and nothing happened. So there was a problem there, evidently.
I'm so sorry. It's so muggled I can't hear. There must be some kind of problem with the line. There must be something going on with it.
Okay.
Could you do me a favor?
Sure.
Can you call one of the lines again? And tell them at the studio that it's very muggled on my station.
I will do that.
Maybe they could do something about it for me, because it's very hard for me to understand what's being said.
Okay, I'll call right back.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. Sorry about that, but for some odd reason tonight, there's a lot of energy that's happening. I don't know if it's something that's being caused or something that's just we're picking up on the airwaves. But anyhow, please call me, because I can do some work on the phone if I can get you on the phone, I can do some healing work. I just won't be able to hear as well unless we can get that line fixed up. But anyhow, to let you know what's happening is that we are receiving new energies all the time. And if we stay open with these energies, when you start receiving, just let everything go. Allow yourself to be just clear, clear as a bell, and allow the energy to flow through you. We're receiving it all the time. But now it's really powerful, and I think it's a lot of fun for me. I know it's a lot of fun for a lot of other people. I know Fred enjoys it. So what we need to do, basically, is just to let this energy flow through us and just enjoy it, because it's so wonderful. I'm looking for the chart in case anybody calls me. Oh, here it is. I got the chart. Okay. What we need to do, basically, is just stay very, very clear as much as we can. The energies, again, are very profound and very life-forming. So things are going to be happening in the next 6-7 months that are going to be absolutely incredible in terms of energy on this planet and that we need so desperately. So I think things are going to be really happening for a lot of wonderful people. I think changes are going to be for the positive, very, very positive. And as long as we can be light workers and we're receiving this light, we can heal Mother Earth, heal people. It would just be fabulous. And what we can do is that with the energy itself, take the energy in, allow it to just swarm through you just wonderfully. Allow it to be harmonious with your body. Allow the body to take all this in. And what happens basically is that the energy you're taking in is going to be clearer and clearer and more profound. And what that does also is open up the aura. So anything that you're receiving from heaven or anything that you're receiving anywhere, in other words, in terms of wonderful light, even from Mother Earth, you can actually walk past somebody on the street and change your life forever, and they won't even know what happened. But that's what's happening. I've done that several times, and I've seen people turn around and look, and I think it's just fabulous that these things can actually happen for us. So I think it's really, really good that we're on the radio here and telling people that changes are happening all over the world. And it's just fabulous. It's just a wonderful thing to do. Now, these projectors, the people that have the projectors, please keep your minds open. Keep everything focused as much as you possibly can and allow things to flow through you. You're going to see more light in your room. You're going to see in the center of the room, if you have four projectors, there'll be a big ball of light within about 6 or 7 inches in diameter, and sometimes it even gets to about 2-3 feet in diameter. So stay focused with it and enjoy it. It's just going to be tremendous energy. Now, I've had the Andromedans in my room many, many times. Fred's had them in his room, and his children, I believe there was one that did a lot of energy work, and she actually disappeared. In one of his rooms, if I remember correctly, we were talking about that, and he had mentioned that on the radio a few times. But enjoy that light. Enjoy what's coming in. Everybody that has a nuclear receptor, what I would highly suggest for you to do, if the nuclear receptor is dirty, and they do get dirty, and so does the projector, is to take it to your jeweler and have it put into his machine that cleans the jewelry. Don't attempt to do it by yourself, because what will happen is you're going to take the finish off of it, and that finish is very delicate. And just use that as best you can and allow that to really, really create tremendous super healing for yourself. I know that when I first got mine, we were talking about it last night, that all the x-rays came right out of my back. I think it took about 2 weeks for that to happen. but it really does work. And I remember the brain cells and the metal, the heavy metal leaving my brain, leaving my the prostate area. So there's a lot to do and a lot that we can focus on. So people that have those projectors, work them, you know, just let that energy flow through you and don't be afraid of it, because this energy that's coming in is going to be so powerful. Things are going to be happening so fast. So we want to enjoy that and allow that to happen. The Portamid, I can't speak highly enough of the Portamid, which is a pyramid that I bought. I actually didn't buy from Fred. I was working a show with him, and he gave me that as a present. But try to energize yourself as much as you possibly can with all this wonderful energy that's coming in. If you don't have the projectors, if you don't have the nuclear receptors, just allow that energy to flow through you. If you meditate, allow the energy to flow free through you. We're receiving energy all the time, but the new energy that's coming in is extremely powerful. What I've been able to see, basically, is there is a lot of UFOs up. They're all over the place. They are, I guess they're more or less clouded. You can't see them, but for some odd reason I can. Fred sees them, and a couple other of his friends see them. So they're up there, and they're very big. Some of them are a mile wide. So there's a lot of things that are going on with the planet right now, and they're here to help us. So I would... this is going to be tremendous energy. That's all I can tell you right now with this, with the energy that's coming in. I noticed that my room also, the vibrancy of it changed tremendously. And, it's just so much fun in there right now. And, last week, when I was on the radio, I was showing people how to, stand in the light. The light is extremely powerful to do. So what I would do is, if you lean back, if you're standing up, lean back until you feel the energy shift. When that energy shifts, that is perfect access. You're standing in the light. Just rotate your hands up and just stand there for a minute, and your body will actually absorb that energy. It will clear you and heal you all at the same time. And you'll actually be able to vibrate back and forth. You'll actually move. I had people on last week that were laughing and giggling when they stood in this tremendous energy that we're receiving now. And even if we weren't receiving this tremendous energy, you would still be in perfect access and receiving the energy that is there. But right now, we are receiving this blessed energy that's coming from heaven. And let's enjoy it as much as we possibly can. The earth needs it as much as we do, if not more. So we are part of Mother Earth, and we need to heal her as much as we can. We need to heal ourselves, our neighbors, our friends, and anybody that wants to call in, even if I'm not hearing you, I can share this energy with you. All we have to do is stand and allow me to pass this light through you. It is tremendously healing. I don't know why I'm receiving this, but for some odd reason, I am receiving it, and I'm more than happy to help you with it. Even though if it's a little garbled, I'll try to help you as much as I can. I can give you those numbers to call. The number is 1-877-876-5227, and it's in the United States, and 1-530-876-3222 in Canada, and 1-888-815-9756 in Canada and the United States. So I'm more than happy to help you with this new energy and pass it through as much as I possibly can. I'm not running out of this new energy, so I'm willing to help you as much as I possibly can. Last night also we were discussing a lot of other things in terms of the receptors, and we were talking about a very famous person, Wesley Snipes, who lost a receptor, his projector, which was solid platinum. I can't imagine what the cost of that thing was, but Wesley, I talked to him, I think about 2-3 years ago, on the projectors, and I wish he'd call again so we could talk about the projectors, but he's quite busy. With the energies that we're receiving, please, I can't state it enough, is allow that energy to flow through you. You'll be cleared. The energy that's coming But you heard that it's the hybrid that's causing the problem. So it must be something in the air or something that's happening. But anyhow, what we need to do basically is take this energy in as much as we can and stay as focused as you possibly can. And what will happen is the more that you stay focused, the more of the energy you're going to take in. Also, the energy we're receiving is a way of becoming very true to yourself. Now, the three things that I put down a few weeks ago, if you want to write this down, is be your truth, honor your truth, and live your truth. I think it's really important for us to focus on that. So that we, as people, as light workers and people of this planet, that we do a lot of wonderful things for the other people. There's something about people that live their truth that when you walk by them, it's just amazing the amount of energy that you can receive from these people. And, the more truthful we are with ourselves, the more profound the changes will be. God told me a while ago is to keep everything as simple as we can. We're not supposed to live in a complex world, and I think part of the problem is that we've overcomplexed everything. And the one thing that I remember God telling me is to keep everything as simple as we possibly can. Listen to the voice of silence. That is God, and that is the most powerful voice on the planet. And if we can, please, whatever you do, listen to that voice. It's very life-affirming. It's just absolutely wonderful to have that voice talk to us and lead us in a very good direction. What I do is that I don't turn to the left or the right. I walk straight ahead in a straight line. And anything that I need is given to me. I'm no better than anybody else on this planet. I'm just the same as anybody else. And I just realized that God has given me a gift to be able to tell people a lot of different things that they need to live with, and I'm willing to share that with everybody as much as I possibly can to let them know that God is absolutely there, that he will talk to you. If you allow yourself to open up, he will talk to you and allow you to expand your own consciousness to any level that you can handle. And believe me, the energy is absolutely fantastic, and the colors are absolutely pure. So you can do anything that you want to do, and I think it's really fabulous. If you want, the people in Florida, Fred and I and Mikkel will be down there, I believe it's April, but I'm not sure what the dates are, so Fred and I or I will give you the dates when we're coming down there, and we should have a lot of fun and meet a lot of nice people. I'm looking really forward to going to Miami. I haven't been down there in 20 years, so it should really be a lot of fun. The other things are is that with harmony, please take the harmonics that you have, take the harmony that's on the planet, and take it in. It's like music to the soul. It's just absolutely wonderful. When we open up to the energies that are given to us, you'll be able to see more of the energy of the planet. And please, focus on trees. Focus on the flowers. They need our love so much. It's just amazing how much Mother Nature loves us, and we're supposed to be sharing with Mother Nature and with everything that we have in our being. So remember that Adonai is right above us all the time, and he's working with us, and he's always doing the best for us. So we need to accept his wishes and live our life the way that he wants us to. And it's so important to realize that he's always there. I could tell you a story so you'll understand. When I was younger, I would go to synagogue, and we would put on tefillin in the morning, which are boxes which are mentioned in the Torah or the five books of Moses, and they talk about the absolute unity of God. And what happens is that when I was meditating one day, I was with sages and holy men, and we had the ark open, and then we closed it. They had left the room. I stayed there, and I went in front of the ark. In other words, you have the bima, which is the pulpit, and then the ark containing the five books of Moses. And what I did was I bowed in front of the ark. And I heard and felt this voice coming down to me. And the voice said to me, "You don't bow to the Torah, you bow to me." And I went back to my master, who was helping me at the time. And I told him the story, and he told me it was very good advice. So God is watching us and listening to us all the time. We might not think that he is listening, but he is absolutely listening. So that message hit me square between the eyes to realize that when he gave me a message, "You don't bow to the Torah, you bow to me," he knew everything that I say and everything that I do, and he's watching me very closely. So I presume that he's watching everybody else very closely. So in the Torah and in the New Testament, it says a very, very wonderful saying, live like I am. I am holy, therefore you should be holy. And that's all I'm going to say about the Bible. But that's what we really need to do, and focus on the energies that are coming in, please. If you meditate, just meditate and open your mind or open your heart and allow everything to flow through as even as you possibly can. There is ways of opening up the male and female energy. I opened up mine about 30 years ago, and there are ways of doing that, and I'm willing to share that with you guys. It would only take a second or two, maybe 15 seconds tops, to open up the brain right now, both male and female. But, of course, I'm sorry the phones aren't working right now, so maybe if you tune in next week, we'll be able to do that. But anyhow, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Also, let's talk about some more other energies that are happening. The energy that's coming in is extremely powerful, but we need to remember that we are just as powerful as anybody else on this planet. All we need to do is to realize that we have tremendous power in us. We all have the spark of God. And there's nothing that we can't do. All we need to do is open up to the energies and allow that energy to flow through you, and the spark will become bigger. The spark will actually grow, and it will actually help you tremendously in terms of getting in touch with God. How do we get in touch with that? Very simply, ask. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find it. And just remember that we're all the same. We have different abilities, we have different growths, we have different times when things happen, but we're all the same. I think Buddha said it the best, is that there are many roads leading to the same ocean, or there are many streams leading to the same ocean. And God is God. God loves variety. And we have to learn to respect everybody's religion and respect ourselves. The more we respect ourselves, the more we respect everybody around us. And the more love that we have within ourselves, the more love that we can give other people. And that is so important. We need to allow ourselves to grow. We need to allow ourselves to expand and expand our consciousness. And don't be afraid of doing whatever it is that you need to do. Don't be afraid of it. It's all love. It's all harmony. We are protected as we're working. You must realize is that there are angels around us all the time, and God is around us all the time. Just focus on that as you're working, and nothing will happen to you. I was given a promise a long time ago that whatever kind of work I did, that I would be watched over very carefully, and I would be healed very carefully, and that everything that goes out is pure love. And that's what I've been doing for the past 30 years. So I think it's very important to realize that we are total love. We are God. We are in His presence. We are Him or her. However you want to put it, doesn't matter. What matters is that we take it in, we share that wisdom, and we know what to do. And also, there is no conflict with energy. Energy is pure. Think of a stream of water and flow with that water. If it's going downstream, hop in that water and just flow and don't even fight it, because what you'll do is end up in the same place. And if you don't, just think of the adventure that you'll have. So remember to be as good as you can possibly be with all these energies and share it. Share it with everybody. And it's so wonderful to talk to you guys. There's so much to tell you about these new energies and the light and the stream of lights that are happening and the energies outside the room, inside the room. When I'm working on a client of mine, I'm watching the table, I'm watching above the table, I'm watching below the table, I'm watching the energies flowing in and out of the system, and they're absolutely beautiful. I can actually see the oxygen coming in through each individual chakra. And so it's really beautiful to see. It's a beautiful blue light. And it's stunning. It's absolutely marvelous. So there's a lot that we can do. We just need to focus and allow ourselves to be. Just be. If you have a pen and paper, I would like to give you a couple of my sayings, if I can. This one seems to be a good one with everybody. The truth to me is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul, of never-ending love to myself. I'll repeat that again for you. The truth to me is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul, of never-ending love to myself. The second saying is, I glow in my own aperture of loveliness, not limited to Mother Earth. I repeat that again. I glow in my own aperture of loveliness, not limited to Mother Earth. One of the last sayings that I received was, be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. I repeat that again. Be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. I repeat them because everybody's been asking me, my friends have been asking me, and some of the people on the radio have been asking me for these sayings again and again. So what I need to tell you is I am going to be making a book of about 300 or 400 sayings that God has given me. The book will be called Messages from the Most High. And they are really from God. There's no unmistakable thing. And I've talked to Him all the time. I'm with Him all the time. I read the Torah 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And I hear His presence all the time. And I'll go back to bed, and he'll talk to me till I fall asleep. And I presume he's talking to me afterwards. So there's a lot that we can do to help each other. So please help each other, understand each other as much as we possibly can, and give yourself to that person, the one that you love. Make sure that they're happy. Make sure that you understand what they want and what they need. Just be happy with who you are. And when you're happy with who you are, your love or your lover or whatever the case may be will love you back tenfold. So thank you so much for listening tonight. This is Steve Barish. It's the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I'll be on next week, God willing. And I just want to thank Fred and Valerie and everybody that's affiliated with the station here. It's been absolutely wonderful. And there's a lot of healing going on with everybody that works here. So, and also the people that produce the show and whatever. It's just absolutely wonderful to be here. So, again, thank you so much, and God bless, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.